פרגרף חובדלת, וזה בחינס מפני סייבו תוקום והודרת פני זוקים. Now רב נוסן זל continues again in the same arena, the same topic. We have a pasuk in Chumash which says that a Jew is required to stand up for an older person. Seva means an older person. V'hodarto p'nei zokein, and beautify the face of an elder. The word zokein is used sometimes to refer to an elder, an older person. The word zokein is also used to refer to a Talmud Chacham, as we'll see soon. V'dorsh Rabbi Seinazal, and the Gemara says about this pasuk, Yochol afilu zokein ashmai. I might think that when it talks about giving respect to a zokein, it even refers to a zokein who's a sinner. Talmud loymar v'hodarto pnei zokein. That's why the Torah uses the word zokein. Zokein is a combination of two words. Zekona. This person has acquired. What did he acquire? The Gemara says zekona chachma. This refers to a person who has acquired chachma. Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'lechayra eina muvan." However, this seems difficult to understand. Ki im kain shenilmad min v'hodarta pnei zokin shepirush mipnei seva tokum hudaika zokin shekona chachma. If you're telling me that from the second part of that pasuk, from the words v'hodarta pnei zokin, that's clarifying the first part of the pasuk, that when I told you to stand up for an older person, I'm referring to an older person who acquired chachma. Im kein, ein tzrichun lokum lahadir kiim hazokin shekana chachma shua talmud chacham. If that were the case, then the only person who I would need to stand up for and show respect to is one who acquired chachma, which means a talmud chacham. V'lama pasku apoiskim. Whereas if you look in Shulchan Aruch, you see that the rabbis of the Shulchan Aruch, the poiskim paskim, shafilu im einoi talmud chacham, that even if this older person is not a talmud chacham, chayovim lechabdoi kishemagia lezikna v'seva, we are obligated, a Jew is obligated to show respect when the person reaches old age, which means 70 years old and older. So what's going on here? The pasuk seems to be giving conflicting messages. The first part of the pasuk says, stand up for an elder. The second part says, and give respect to a zokein. And the Gemara says clearly, zokein is zekona chachma, one who cried chachma. So that's probably going back on the first part of the pasuk. Then we said respect for elder, But if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say. It says respect for Talmid Chachamim and respect for older person who's not a Talmud Chacham. Rak shelo yia rasha. It's just that on condition that the person's not mamish a rasha, an evil, wicked person, shehu zokein ashmai, which means an older person who mocks or who makes fun of religion, chas v'shalom, who insults religion, that kind of thing. Rav Nosson Zal is now going to explain this for us clearly. Ach be'emes ikar hakovoid v'ahidur hu bevadai rak lezokein. The truth is that the real respect certainly goes only to the one who is zokein, which means zekona chachma, one who has acquired chachma of kedusha. Shehu hatalmud chacham ho emes. Shekona Chachma. We're talking about a true Talmud Chacham, one who has acquired Chachma Satoira the right way. And note, Kona, the word that's used is one who acquired or purchased. Kona Daika, Bebchinas, as the Pasuk says, Emes Kene, acquire truth. Ki Iker HaChachma Hi Emes, because the most important chachma and the goal of chachma is to get to the truth. The emes tzrichin liknois daika, and truth is something you have to buy. Rav Nosson Zal says you have to be willing to pay for it. The yefsher liskay seilav bechinam. A person cannot be zoichet to emes. A person cannot be zoichet to the highest level of chachma for free. Ki yefsher liskay selachachmo ho amitius. Shehu yiras shamayim, meaning that it's impossible for a person to be zoche to the true chachma, which is yiras shamayim, kemoi shekosel, as the pasuk says, reishis chachma yiras Hashem. The most important chachma is yiras Hashem. You cannot acquire that kiim al yedei yegiyos harbe, without a lot of work. It requires major, major effort. Shalidei ze koine ho'emes. That's how a person acquires truth. Shehu ha-chochma ha-amitis, which is the true chochma. Again, a person goes to school, they learn, they have a class, a chumash class, they have a gemara class, they have this. It's learning Torah. It's very important. But we saw earlier that within Torah, the most important chochma within the Torah is Yira Shamayim. It's that limud that makes the person more religious, that brings them to a high degree of faith in Hashem, respect for Hashem, serving Hashem, performing the mitzvahs, not violating this, not committing sins, all of that. That's the most important part of Yiddishkeit. And Rav Nosson Zal tells us here that when the pasuk says emes kenei, it's telling us that the essence of Torah, the most important part of Torah, which is the emes, that a person has to be ready to pay for. To pay for it meaning put in effort. That whatever it takes, if it means traveling, if it's going to cost me, I know that the Torah said, emes kenei, that if you really want to acquire emes, you have to be willing to give. And this is why the Torah says that we're supposed to show respect for the Talmud Chacham by standing up for him and beautifying him. As the pasuk says, v'hodarto p'nei zokein, beautify him. Beautifying his yeshivos, beautifying his Torah, beautifying everything that's related to him. Ki hu zocho lahadras ponim, because the true Talmud Chacham is one who has been zoiche to hadras ponim, to this oyer haponim, this beauty of the face. Shehu oyer haponim, which is a term that's used throughout Likutei Moran, throughout Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidus, the light of the face. Bechinas bo'oyer pnei melech chayim, the light of the face of the living king. Kavyochol, the light of Hashem's face. Ki ikar oyer haponim hadras ponim hu emes, because the main definition, the best, the most accurate definition of oyer haponim is and hadras ponim is emes. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, titein emes liyakov. Yaakov Avinu is called emes, and Yaakov Avinu is called the ponim. As the pasuk says, "Bechinas mevakshei ponecho Yaakov selo." They seek your face. They search for your face, Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is emes. Yaakov is the oyer haponim. Kemuva bedvorav zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in several places in the Likutei Moran, she Yaakov hu bechinas emes, shehu bechinas oyer haponim hadras ponim. V'alkein, and therefore, has zokein shekono chachma, and therefore, the zokein who has acquired chachma, ikra hachachma hu emes. The main chachma is the truth, to know what life is really all about, to know the real truth. Bechinas emes kenei, as we said before. Shehu oyer haponim, hadras ponim, alkein bevadai magi aloi, kovoid v'hadras ponim. Because this Talmud Chacham has acquired this oyer haponim, because he has this light of the face, therefore he deserves kovoid and hidur ponim. Kovoid is called the light of the face. Because when we show a person the proper respect, we're showing him a lit up face, that kind of thing. This hidur ponim, this, we beautify him, we beautify everything about him. Bechinas vodarto pnei zokein, avol machmaze biatzmoi. But how? Okay, so now, so far we're speaking only about the Talmud Chacham, only about the tzaddikim. Rav Nosson Zal says now, avol machmaze biatzmoi. However, it's for this reason what we just explained. Tzivso haTorah lechabed gam hazokein mamish, that the Torah has commanded us to give respect to an older person, kishemagia leseva, when the person reaches old age, shehu ben shivim shana, which means 70 years, afal pi she'enoi chacham, even if he's not a chacham, rak shelo yirosha, on condition that he's not mamish an evil, wicked person, shu zokein ashmai, which like the Gemara calls zokein ashmai. Ki hakoil bishvil hakovoid hazokein hu amiti shekona chachma. The reason why we're going to be showing respect to an older person who's not a rabbi, who's not a chacham, is for the sake of showing respect to the Talmud Chacham. Why? How does this work? Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Ki kol ha'olam kuloi loy nivra elo letzeves lozeh. Because the Gemara tells us in Brachas that the entire world was created only to support this one. This one being the true Talmud Chacham, the true Tzaddik. Etc. Ki efsher sheye chacham yechidi boilam. And Rav Nosson Zal says, we know that it's impossible that there should be only one chacham in the world. V'alkein chius hakoil hu bishvil hatzadik hechacham hu amiti shekona chachmo be'emes. And therefore, the life, the spiritual life that's found in other people is all for the sake of the true tzaddik, the true chacham, who is the one who acquired chachma on the highest level, the one who has achieved the highest level of truth. Ki ikar hachius hu emes. Because life is, real life is truth. A person who is fake, phony, false, or a person who's living with false ideas, false premises, is not really living. Chas v'shalom. K'mayisham razal, as the Gemara says, she'emes hu samo dechaya. Emes is a medicine of life. Truth is a medicine of life. It's an elixir of life. The Gemara says there was a place called Kushta. There was a place called Truth. And the people in that place never died. The only way somebody died there is if they left. If they went out, then the Malachamovs could get them. While they were in there, they couldn't die because emes is synonymous with life. Ki ikar ma shebo ha'odom loylom hu bishvil habchira. Because as we explain many times, the main reason why a human being is in this world is to undergo the test of having free choice. Kidei sheyikne viarviach schar oylom habo. So that the person should acquire the reward of Olam Haba through the good deeds that he did in this physical world. Where the person had such opposition, he had such an evil inclination, such a yetzahara, umaynim koele, and such obstacles, v'shovar hakoel, and he broke all of it, ubochar batoiv, and he made the right choice, that's what prepares him, that's what makes him worthy of olam haba. V'ikar habechira, and the main choice that the person has to choose, hu levarer ho emes me hasheker, is to be able to sort out and separate what's true from what's false. Because in this world, every single one of us has things coming at him all the time. Things that look great. Everything looks great. Torah looks great. Chocolate cake looks great. This computer looks great. Everything is being presented like this is it. This is life. This is pleasure. This is success. And a human being comes into this world and he has to think, he has to search and search carefully and try to figure out what's true and what's not true. To sort out the emes from the sheker, which is ra and tuma, evil and impurity. The ikar ho emes zoiche ze shetikein maisov koroi betachlis hashlemus. And who is zoiche to the highest degree of emes? Is it the smartest person? Is it the person who knows the most? No. Rav Nosson Zal says here, the real emes, a person is the one who's zeichet to it, is the one who perfected his deeds to the highest degree, the one who's doing the right thing to the highest degree, betachlis hashlemus, shehu hatzadik oemes, which is the truth tzadik, shehu hazokein shekono chachma. That's the zokein who has acquired the real chachma, which is emes, shehu emes kanal, sheze ikar hachius kanal. That's the essence of life. That's the real life. Avolim Cain, but hold on a second. If that's the case, that there's only one tzaddik, there's the tzaddik emes that has perfected himself, and he has the emes, and he has life. Im Cain mehechon mekablim chius shar bnei olam. How does the rest of the world draw chius? Meachar sheloi zochu levarer ho emes bishlemus. Since they have not yet succeeded in sorting out, in identifying the truth, in realizing the truth. Ki ein maaseyem oylem yofe, their deeds are not so great. They're not doing so many mitzvahs, unfortunately, and many of them, chashom, are doing many averos. Ach kol chiyusom hu al yedei hatzadik. Their source of life, their source of energy is the tzaddik. She'al yodoi nimshach chiyus lakoil. Through him, everybody in the world draws their chiyus, their spiritual energy. Kayodua, as is known throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah, throughout the Sifrei Chassidus, throughout the whole Torah. We see it in the Chumash. Yosef HaTzadik was the one who was supporting and sustaining everybody. The Torah says, Yosef Hu HaShalit, he was in charge, Hu HaMashbir, he was the one who provided for everybody. She'ikar HaChiyus Hu Al Yedei HaTzadik Yesoid Olam, the main source of life, spiritually and physically, of the whole world is the tzaddik, who is the foundation of the world. She'al yodoi Hashem Yisborach mechaya u'mekayim hakoil. It's through him, it's via the tzaddik, that Hashem is mashpia chius, life and sustenance to the entire world. Ki kol ha'olam nivra b'shviloi kayadua. Because the entire world was created for the tzaddik. As the Gemara says over there in the beginning of Brachas, Davov. The Gemara said, there it discusses the final pasuk in Koheles, where it says, Es Elokim Yerah Ves Mitzvosav Shmoyer, Kizehu Kol Hod, Kizeh Kol Hodam. Fear Hashem and fulfill his mitzvos, because that is all of man. And the Gemara says, one of the interpretations of that pasuk, Gemara says, that is all of man, meaning that is the man who is complete. The Gemara says, there is a tzaddik who fears Hashem and fulfills all of his mitzvahs, and he is all of mankind. Hashem created all of mankind and sustains all of mankind because of that individual, because of that tzaddik yisoid olam, and through that tzaddik yisoid olam. And just like the Gemara says, kol ha'olam kuloi nizoin bishvil chanina b'ni. The entire world is being supported because of my son Chanina, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, who was the tzaddik of his generation. The Gemara says that clearly. The word bishvil means because of, and the word shvil also means a path. The entire world is being created, is being supported through the shvil, through the path that Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa created and provides. V'alkein, and therefore, since all life, spiritually and physically, is coming from the tzaddik, kol mi shesomuch yoiser el hatzaddik, hu mekabel chius yoiser. The closer a person is to the tzaddik, the more chius that person receives from the tzaddik. And again, this is why one of the most important things that a Jew is supposed to asking Hashem for in life, Hashem, help me be zeicher to come close to the tzaddik. Help me be zeicher to get closer to the tzaddik. How do I get close to him? By learning his words and by serving him. We said, by being meshamesh him, by being mechabed him, by doing everything I can to bring kovoy to the tzaddik, to bring respect to the tzaddik, to get more and more people to respect him properly.